The Man Whore Podcast is sponsored by HotMovies.com. Try out some ethical, paid-for porn for free with none of those hidden fees or secret subscriptions when you sign up at HotMovies.com and use the promo code MANWHORE. The Man Whore Podcast is sponsored by Alt Playground. APG is more than just a place to find couples to swap with. Alt Playground is a lifestyle community for all non-monogamous and sexually adventurous people to connect and share. And you know I started a profile. Join me over at altplayground.net. That's altplayground.net.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Now let's get to the show.
Welcome to the Man Whore Podcast.
Shout out to all the folks. I wrote a whole bunch of these out. I'm not going to do it in the normal cadence, but folks, I want to give a shout out to all your COVID kinksters. I think that one was going to be obvious. Shout out to your flu fuckers, to all the whooping some ass coughers. That was fun. This one just says, what you going to do with all that mumps? Because you're a bunch of disease degenerates trying to get down during a pandemic. How dare you? This is my favorite. Shout out to all you strep deep throaters. Remember strep back in the day? What? I miss it. This is Billy Presida, missing strep throat, and you are listening to the Man Whore Podcast. This week on the show, you know her, you love her, you love to hear her hate on me. She's the co-host of the Hot Mess Comedy Hour and Only in New York podcasts. She's got an album out on Spotify called Gonzo, y'all can listen to for freebies. Ah, my dear close personal friend, and she probably hates hearing me say that, Andrea Allen, everybody. She's back. Andrea is back, and this episode is just like, this is all dating during COVID. That's all this episode's about, and that's why I wanted to kind of start this week's show off with something that kind of ties in, because, hey, you know me. I'm Mr. Glory Hole, right? I'm your friendly neighborhood man whore trying to give you COVID responsible ideas to connect with people sexually without, you know, massively spreading a very contagious airborne virus that has kept most of us at home for like 9 or 10 months. You know, I'm not saying don't see anybody ever, but like orgies, you can skip those from now, right? But I saw an ad on a particular website that shall go unnamed at the moment. That looked very attractive to me, not just because, it plays into all of my, like, semi-gentle femdom fantasies, but also because it is a responsible and creative way to get sexual with someone. And so I just wanted to remind you how creative you can be and have some really fucking hot times, because I am keeping both my fingers crossed that I can experience this. This will be fun. The title is Control Your Orgasms Long-Term, Not Just Via Chastity. And caught my attention. I love me some orgasm control, but the cock cages, they intimidate me. So this lady, she writes, I'm looking for someone who will let me control their orgasms in a very particular way, in detail, for a specific period of time. Let's say a week, maybe we work our way up to a month, who knows. By this, I do not just mean orgasm denial, no. Although that may very well be a part of the package. I also mean controlling and or requiring permission for how and when you do jerk off. I'm far, far more likely to take the caught you smoking one cigarette, now you get to smoke the whole pack until you get the hint approach, than total denial. You know, if you get my drift. What it sounds like her drift is your penis is going to be sore and your balls are going to be empty. I'm in. Things that I'm into, asking permission to come, of course, edging and teasing, JOI/CEI. And to those of y'all who are not born engine aficionados, JOI stands for Jerk Off Instructional, which I think you have an idea what that is. And CEI stands for Come Eating Instructional. And whether you want to or not, I think you all have an idea what that is. she goes on, penetration of whatever holes are available for use, ruined orgasms and overstimulation, a willingness to show and tell me every single one of your orgasms, nipple play, phone sex audio recordings, strip teases, role play, including gender play, DDLG, DDLB, dirty talk, building up fantasy scenarios, etc. I like my voice and my writing way more than I like the way I look in most pictures, to be honest. I love being sent dirty pictures once I've given some permission to do it, but I likely won't send as many back. I am technically a female, but I'm very masculine, butch, in appearance. I've even had top surgery and have a really good low raspy phone sex voice. It isn't even hormones, I'm just tired and southern. I prefer mask terms of endearment like sir, daddy, boss, and most people who know anything about me realize very quickly that I am 100% not a mistress or miss or anything like that. Like, it would actually feel really weird to say something like that to someone like me. This is basically a side fun thing for me. Ideally, you would be someone I could chat with regularly about things that were not your orgasms. You know, on that front, also, on that front, I'm a librarian, musician, dancer, crime show aficionado, old punk, extremely polyamorous, and long-term partnered, probably a Kinsey 5 if that means anything. My favorite book is Snow Crash, and I will be your best friend if you have pets and send me pictures of them. And then she goes on to be like, hey, you know, if you've read this and you're into it, you know, send me a message. And then there's just repeated requests to not send her pictures of her penises without her asking, which I think is incredibly fair. See, folks? See how creative and different that can be? Isn't that something you maybe wouldn't have the patience for or the bandwidth for in like a non-pandemic time, but actually having to do something purely virtually, at least for the time being? To those of you who are like, well, Billy, how would like an orgasm controller person play into your relationship with Megan? Fair question. Obviously, I will hope, obviously, I would carve out in a negotiation with this lady, I would carve out like, hey, by the way, I have a girlfriend and like, you can't be messing around with her orgasms because like, you know, at the end of the day, this is her dick. So, I mean, you can control all the dick touching that doesn't involve, you know, her, because if she wants something, I want to give it to her. But yeah, and folks, I'm telling you, challenge yourselves to try something a little less conventional and a little more responsible. I think you'll find that it's quite novel. And look, if you're having trouble getting too creative or finding something that would be appealing, you know what? Curtains are easy to hang, and it's easy to cut a hole out of a curtain. Folks, speaking of orgasm denial and forced orgasms, my favorite toy to use with a partner to do orgasm denial. I have trouble with the concept of forced orgasms because I feel like I work so hard just to give her one that I'm like, the idea of forcing you to come multiple times, I mean, I don't call it forcing. I call it being incredibly lucky. but orgasm denial, love it. Love doing it with a motor bunny. Longtime listeners of the show know all about the motor bunny. It is like it's a very expensive vibrator, but like worth every fucking dollar because you basically don't need another vibrator after that. If you are like a vibrator person, this is the ultimate vibrator for you. So much so that they they outdid themselves last year and they now have their Motor Bunny Buck, which is a vibrating thrusting machine. And as I've frequently joked in the past, you can finance your sex toys just like you finance your car, your home, or your laptop. So you can go explore their options for financing. Billy gets a little taste here on the back end. So go visit manwhorepod.com/motorbunny. Use the promo code Billy40, BILLY40, to get $40 off any of their products. One of these days, we're going to do a whole episode riding a motor bunny. I think that needs to happen. Before we get to this week's guest, Andrea Allen, folks, I've got a very exciting announcement to make. You know, I've been holding it in, waiting to announce, and I finally can. Folks, one of the most important things that I've had access to during this year, during this whole quarantine situation, has been having an online space with like-minded people to converse with about topics that like are near and dear to my heart, near and dear to my identities. You know, being able to have a space that you know is kink friendly, to if you feel like COVID has robbed you of your sexuality this year, or you haven't been able to live your relationship style the way you normally do, or you know, if you haven't been able to be your slutty self for obvious reasons, or even if you're monogamous and vanilla, but you're stuck at home with your spouse and your three kids and you're driving each other mad and you're still trying to stay in love and attracted to this person, having a community of like-minded people has just been so, so important. It's so great to have a space where you know you're not going to be judged, and you're not going to be shamed for liking what you like and how you like it. And some of you may be aware that I have had a private Facebook group for my Patreon community called The Champagne Room, and I am very excited to announce that I am moving The Champagne Room to Discord, a platform called Discord where we can have so much more fun than Zuckerberg allows us to. The Champagne Room is now open. What is TCR? Let me tell you, the Champagne Room is a sex-positive space for like-minded folks to connect, chat, debate, swap memes, and vent. It's a place to ask questions, learn new concepts, and share some saucy stories, you know? It's for kinksters, swingers, vanilla preachers, virgins, asexuals, and boys who kiss boys. The new Champagne Room is for everyone who needs access to a supportive, sex-positive community. Again, even those who haven't heard of my show. So if you would like to gain access to a community, to an online space like that, there's a link in the show notes. I'm new to Discord, so I'm still like learning how I'm supposed to share. I don't know if it's I give you a handle or what, but I do know I'm supposed to put a link in the show notes. So go look over there, or you can just shoot me an email at manwhorepod@gmail.com. We'll get you right in. I'm really excited to connect with even more of you without any sort of monetary barrier. And honestly, just I'm really excited for us to be able to have a really nice, unrestricted space to talk about what we love to talk about. Speaking of community, the next monthly Man Whore Munch is going to be on December 16th. Save the date at 10 p.m. Eastern on December 16th. We're going to do Strut Your Stuff. Oh, yeah. This is long overdue. We're doing a little bit of a fashion show off. Folks, if you want to join us in an evening of dressing up in your sexiest attire, showing it off to the class and maybe even helping folks out, telling us what's the brand, where'd you get it? Do they have inclusive sizing? Shit like that, right? You can join us on Patreon on December 16th for that little Zoom munch. Love it. Can't wait to see what everyone wears. I've got a debate between the menagerie or a body stocking or maybe just a nice cute pair of undies. I don't know. We'll see. Mm-hmm. And I want to get to Andrea. So real quick, let's do a fan or appreciation moment for Idaho Dad. That's the name he wants to be called. I didn't even know I had people in Idaho. That's awesome. Send me potatoes, please. Thank you for being a member and supporting the podcast, buddy. And again, if you want to support the podcast, if you want to join us on December 16th, if you want access to over 200 bonus episodes, including the one coming out tomorrow with Andrea Allen, head on over to patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. That's Patreon, patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. And now let's get to this week's guest. Oh, yeah. Don't you know? Andrea Allen, she's on today. I believe this is Andrea's sixth appearance on the show. Oh my, oh yeah, Jesus. She dates all the way back to her first appearance on episode 61. Andrea got COVID way, way back in the beginning, like even before the shutdown, she came down with COVID. And then obviously she had the antibodies initially. I don't want to get into a discussion about science because neither me nor probably you are scientists. So why would we do that? So my bare understanding is if you're rocking antibodies, you can kind of act like Brad Pitt at the end of World War Z. That's where I'm at, I think, on that. So she has been, after an incredibly strict lockdown, she's dating. She's getting out there. She's fucking people. And I want to catch up with my friend and kind of just get a little bit of a rehash of the carousel of cocks she's been dealing with. But I don't have to tell you much about Andrea. You already know you like her. You already know you're excited. Honestly, you really wish I'd shut the fuck up, because you know you have two ad reads to get through before we get to my conversation with the hilarious Andrea Allen. The Man Whore Podcast is excited to be sponsored by AltPlayground.net. And hey, you know, Andrea Allen and the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, also part of the APG family. We love it. Don't you enjoy, being on the same swinger site as your friends? Afraid to post to the big wall because you're like, oh, Emily might see that dick if I post it on the big wall. Maybe I'll pass for now. But, you know, they know what I know. They know that APG comes with resources and users from all walks of non-monogamy. And APG, they are striving to be a true community for like all sex positive people. Whatever's your bag, whatever you're trying to do, whoever you're trying to connect with, they want to help you make that happen, especially once this is all over. But they don't even want you to wait till this is all over. They're ready to help you connect virtually in the meantime. Whether you're polyamorous, in an open relationship, or simply wanting to explore your sexuality, you'll find like-minded people at altplayground.net. Yes, that's altplayground.net. Tis the season to be horny, fa la 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 la. Oh, it's a hotmovies.com ad, everybody. What's up? You know hotmovies.com. It's the pay-per-minute porn site that makes it both an ethical and affordable way to hashtag pay for some of your porn. They do this every year. I fucking love it. Hot Movies offers an advent calendar every day leading up to Christmas, and they just give you a bunch of free porn every day. You just have to go log in each day. You click the advent calendar and you've got a new goodie. And Hot Movies, you know, it's not just for straight porn, folks, okay? They got any porn you're looking for, okay? Straight porn, queer porn, kink porn, trans porn, you name it, they got it. They even have a separate advent calendar for your gay boys over there. Because you go to the Hot Movies advent calendar, you get stuff. But separately, you can go to gayhotmovies.com. Go to their advent calendar, get free shit. Right here on December 1st, let's click it. I'll take some free gay porn. You never know when you need something to lend to a friend, you know? December 1st, what do we get? Oh, look at that. 10 free minutes. If you checked in, who knows what it'll be tomorrow. So check in at hotmovies.com every day to their advent calendar and just like start collecting all the free porn shit they're giving out. It's pretty dope. But I want you to enjoy it guilt-free at hotmovies.com using promo code MANWHORE. Let's have a slutty holiday season with as much free porn as they'll give us. Now let's go on and get to Andrea Allen.
Recording now with Billy, who gives me zero fucking direction. Billy's like, what? You're doing my podcast. What? You don't know what way you're recording, when we're starting?
I miss you too, friend.
Ugh. You suck. I miss you. Yeah. So Billy, before I'll host your show. Hi, I'm Andrea Allen. This is the Man Whore Podcast featuring Billy Presida. I'm hosting. Billy is guesting.
That's what everyone would prefer. They're on the Man Whore Podcast, we would like more Andrea, and possibly, if we could, less Billy.
People love you. I'll never understand it, but they love you. You know what's fun? I bring you up on every date that I have. I have three things that I bring up on dates consistently, and I keep being like, okay, don't fucking... Ugh. And I'm angry at myself because I always...
These are things where you like, you know, going into the day, Andrea, don't bring up those three crazy things, and then you always...
Oh,
do.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So one of them is like, don't talk about your dad and the fact that you're a straight... Well, it's like, I'm not embarrassed that I'm estranged from my father or like have very little of a relationship with him. However, that's like a hyper personal piece of information. But I feel like it's such a part of like who I am that I end up it's also, people talk about their families and stuff on, you know, not a lot, but like on dates. So it
you talk about on dates, but you're not trying to dump all the baggage.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm like, don't talk about your dad. I always end up talking about my dad. They're like, where'd you grow up? I'm like, my dad's an asshole. Anyways. So you know I'm gonna.
Where'd you grow up? My dad was an asshole in British Columbia. Like, I guess I got the information I needed and then some.
And they're like, oh, you're gonna be a great lay. And I'm like, that's correct. So I'm like, don't bring up your dad. I always bring up my dad. I also am like, don't bring up Billy, and I always bring you up. And it's because, you know, I'm talking about comedy and podcasting and, like, you know, my life, my experiences. And I talk about you. I'm like, I have this friend, Billy. He's like not a real person, but he is a real person. And he's always doing fucking Billy shit. And he's just a zany character. And I always bring up that story about the lady that you hooked up with on Christmas Day's Eve on December 25th evening. Who like had to bring her dogs into your house. Do you know what I'm referring to?
Oh, I never hooked up. We're talking about the stripper comic?
Yes.
Yeah, I never hooked up with her, but like...
Does your audience know this story?
I'm sure I've shared it at this point, but if you want to refresh people...
It's my favorite Billy story.
Pretend we're back on a date again.
Oh, God, never again. God.
And then you end up bringing me up.
Sure, it's so meta. I'm like, hi, Billy, nice to meet you. This is my crazy friend, Billy. Okay.
And then I come.
Oh, you love it, you sick fuck. Okay, so basically I like to bring up, like, well, you hang out with comedians, you know, they're just very interesting people. And, you know, I have a friend who has a sex podcast. And Billy was talking to a comedian / stripper / rapper? Question mark. Was she a rapper?
I really hope not, because
I really hope she wasn't a comedian too. But she's identifying as that.
It's 2020. Identify however you want, everybody.
Sure, whatever. Yeah,
we're all comedians.
Yeah. You don't have to actually be good at the thing that you claim to be.
Just make a TikTok.
Yeah, sure, exactly, whatever. The whole world is burning. But she was, I guess, was it pre your hookup that you saw her on Facebook rapping?
She was posting about, okay, so there's this stripper comic, I think her name's Christy, right? Mm-hmm. And
I don't
she
know her.
Posted, there was a little bit of flirtation. She comes to my open mic once, she goes first, but she asks for a volunteer at one point because I guess she's doing like her stripper comedy stuff.
What could stripper comedy be?
Oh, what on earth? It's not like I had like a vague inkling of what she might need to volunteer for.
What is
all these
that?
Like scared virgin comedians at a 4 o'clock open mic.
Sure.
No one's raising their hand. So I'm like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And I go up. And then she proceeds to do what stripper comedy maybe is, which is grind your pussy against my face and do like outlandish positions while you talk about like anything other than what you're doing.
Just write a comedy. Joke. Write a joke.
Write a joke.
My God.
So there's a little flirtation afterwards on Facebook Messenger. And
after
then, like,
she dry humped your face? Yeah, I would imagine.
In front of like 20 comics.
Oh my God. Comedy's so tragic. Mm-hmm.
So Christmas night a couple years ago, she's like, she's like driving back from Pennsylvania to the city. And I was like, you want to swing by New Jersey?
Oh, look at
my
you.
My mom's placement in New Jersey.
See, this is a key. Now, this is where I start to love this story. You know what I mean? Like, I already love it right away when it's like a stripper comedian. Then there's the added layer. It's my mom's house. Added layer. It's Christmas Day's Eve. And she's in her car. Like, oh, God.
She's got two dogs with her. In
yes.
SUV, which, by the way, it turned out that the SUV was purchased for her very recently by, like, a dude at the strip club who's too into her.
Oh, my God.
And
I love
fucking
this.
Fucking rode him to the car dealership and got a new car, no strings attached.
God bless
Amazing.
This woman. Listen, it seems like I'm hating on this woman. I love this woman.
There
like,
will be reasons to hate her later, but
sure.
Currently we can say, what a go-getter.
Well, I love her because she's ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? And like, that's what, when I'm talking about you on dates, Billy, I'm always like, Billy brings flavor into my life. Do you know what I mean? The flavor's not always good, but it's gonna be fucking spicy. And I remember you telling this story when we were about to go to a hacienda party and you were kind of drunk and you were just like every
this when I missed the street and we walk like 20 minutes.
Yes. And you're like, there's just a stripper comedian, my mom's house, Christmas. I'm like, how this story just keeps getting better and better and better. The dogs also add an added element. They were big dogs, right? Yeah.
So it's about midnight and I open the garage.
Does your mom know that this woman is coming?
I think my mom tackles everything with me. It's like, you know, he got bullied so much. Let him do whatever he needs to
do. Sure, let's get this lady with her dogs on Christmas Day. Fuck. What a more reckless world we used to live in. God, COVID. Yeah. Fuck that.
So like these two big dogs like run in. She's, looking hot and okay, cool. And we're talking a little bit. And within the first 10 minutes, I addressed.
Where are the dogs at, by the way? Are you giving them water? Are they running around the house?
They're good dogs. They're just sitting in the basement, chilling out. And I bring up that she was in a little bit of a Facebook controversy.
Yeah.
Because she was arguing.
And this here again is a third element that I like to bring up on my love and the value in which Billy brings into my life. Is that not only do you yourself get in conflicts regularly that amuse me to no end, you also like drag in these other characters that also love conflict. And you guys all conflict all over each other. And I just like sit on the sidelines and I fucking watch it go down.
So the dogs are in there. And so I bring up the controversy where she was getting dragged on Facebook among other comics.
Yes.
You shouldn't get to just willy-nilly use the N-word. And she was coming from the...
Hold on. Now, let's be clear. I'm this woman's lawyer now. Okay, so she was using the N-word because she was rapping to a song.
She posted a lyric on Facebook that had the N-word in it.
Sure.
And it was a rap lyric.
Right.
And so she thought it was okay to do that, and then everyone dragged her. So I just lightly referenced it, right?
She's a white woman. Hey, people, as a rule, N-word, it's a no-go. As a white person, no matter what you're referencing, no matter blah, blah, you know what I mean?
I'll put it this way. It's very rare that you're going to find the spot, and why waste all that energy?
And also, what do we, do you need this? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's bad optics at best, and it's fucking racist at worst. Whatever it is, it's not great. So,
yeah.
Respect to you for bringing it up. You know what I mean? And this, again, on my date.
Well, I kind of needed to hear
her side. Well, that's another when I'm.
No, I didn't need to hear her side. I need to hear like her reaction to it. You know what I mean?
Sure. Because you were hoping for self-awareness, which is insane considering this woman is a stripper / comedian that you would think that she would live on this planet. Do you know what I mean? And again, not hating on sex workers or comedians, as someone who kind of dabbles in both those worlds, I am not on this planet. But I definitely am like a little bit more, I would say a little bit more self-aware than this. But you shouldn't expect that from people like this. If she already posted the N-word lyric, she clearly thinks it's okay. So you're bringing up this N-word thing with this woman you're trying to fuck.
Mm-hmm. And she like staunchly defends it and then goes like,
yeah, what's not the
big deal?
That's not the move.
And then she says to me, say the N-word. I mean, she's saying the N-word.
Oh, is she?
Like, she's saying, just say it. And I'm like, I don't want it.
Hard R?
I think so. You know, my memory's a little blurry. But
sure. Because now.
Either way.
Let's all pause. Now, again, this is probably one of my favorite Billy stories, because now, if you zoom out to this, it's Billy in his house, stripper / comedian.
Mom's house.
I'm sorry. In his mother's house, Christmas Day, stripper / comedian, two dogs, N-word. I'm like, this is my shit. I don't need reality TV. I'm friends with you. This is the most incredible. I couldn't have dreamed up a funnier scenario.
Yeah. Still haven't kicked her out, though. It's like...
Like, how is this going to end? You know what I mean? I'm like, how does this...
I feel like I want to, like, explore what... You know,
you
so that's like...
Explore?
That's a big first strike, you know? It's arguably two strikes.
I would... Honestly, I would say maybe even three, but I've never been in a situation where someone is forcing me to say a racial slur in order to put out, but everyone has their own kinks. What is
she
this?
She didn't even make that offer. It wasn't even so blatant. It wasn't even like, you'll get this pussy if you say it. She just wanted me to say it.
Was this like slur play?
You know what? I didn't consent to that.
Yeah.
We've brought up race play on this show multiple times, and a key part of it is consent.
Oh, brother, yes.
Not two white people role playing as racists. Usually race play involves someone of color somewhere in the situation.
Sure.
Race play can't happen between two white people. That's just too racist, like letting it
out. That's just racism. That's just, yeah, sure. God, I love it.
Then she brings out some like some whorephobic shit afterwards, and then she like said some like stigmatizing STD stuff. Honestly, like,
oh my god, the chef's kiss.
She starts strong and ends. You know,
she definitely like started with her closer in, so to speak.
She should have ramped up to like, anyone with herpes is dirty and bad, to stripping is better than escorting, to you should say the N-word.
Yeah, that
would have been, I think, a more rational. I feel like she was like, let me throw this out just to see if it works. Let's see if he sticks around.
Right.
She left my place thinking like, that's what made him kick me out?
Maybe. Well, that's another thing.
Do you think she was like, I got past that first barrier. I didn't know that the whorephobia shit was going
to
be it.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't speak to this woman's frame of mind.
One day, maybe we'll have her on.
Please. I would pay so much money.
Premium content.
I would subscribe to your Patreon for that.
Oh gosh. So that it's just more shit like that where I'm like, I'm sitting there.
Yeah, she's a shitty person. That's a
it's
shitty
12:30
person.
In the morning. You're really hot.
It's I would Christmas.
Like to have sex with you, but like I can't do it. So eventually I just say like, it was like 30-45 minutes and I'm like, you know what? I think I'm gonna head to bed. So, you know, thanks for stopping by. And then I semi-politely kick her out.
Hey, get the dogs back in the car.
Yeah, take your fucking dogs, which were both white, by the way. They were both white dogs. I think that's
not
a
mistake. Not a mistake. Yeah. Oh my god.
And then we like never spoke, and then I unfriended her on Facebook and we've never spoken or seen each other since.
Well, yeah, and it's like that whole story just has so many delicious tidbits to it, but then it's also like, you didn't sleep with her and you didn't say the N-word, which is like, that's why I fucks with Billy, because deep down, despite all of his bullshit, he is a good person and tries to, you know, learn and grow. And yeah, it's one of my killer date stories. People love it. A lot of men in New York City are fascinated with you via me.
Do you get them to hit subscribe during the day at all?
You know what? I don't, and I should. I should have it pulled up.
You know what? I've recommended Hot Mess to dates.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
I think my girlfriend's a member of your Patreon.
Oh, yes, she is. Your girlfriend is great. So yeah.
So what is the third thing you bring up on dates that you keep telling yourself don't bring it up?
Like sober, being sober. And the only, like, I'm kind of torn about it. And I'm not sober in terms of like weed, although I don't really smoke as much as I used to, but, that I don't drink. The only reason I bring it, I guess I'll say it's like I bring it up pre as a like to give people who that's a deal breaker to an out, which is totally fine, you know. But then I also like I find myself talking a lot about like how I've not like how I became sober, but just like, you know, stories of like my crazy drunk times, which are like fun stories.
Yeah, you have these great stories, but like, I guess it would be weird to like share them and then them think, oh yeah, I got this party girl. And then you have to
right.
Like, that's not me anymore.
Exactly. So it's like, yeah. It's like, you know, it's like I want all these, the trifecta here, Billy, my dad, and alcoholism are like, look at the company you're in. are like very irrelevant to parts of who I am, but I also am like trying not to bring out the truth bombs so early on dates. Like, I'm like, listen, you're already very public. They can like check you out. I guess it's kind of like I'm very a specific type of person, very outspoken, very honest, you know, kind of wild. So it's like I want the person who's interested in me or I'm interested is going to have to like be interested in that type of thing. You know, I'm not like, hey, I work in marketing and I, you know, and no shade to that. It's just like,
we are more interesting people than that.
I mean, you said it. I didn't say it, but I'll nod. Or it's just different. I'm going to be out all night. I do stand up. I'm sober because I used to be crazy drunk. I released an album cover where it looks like I'm getting cummed all over. My friend hangs out with women who say the N-word to try to fuck them. You know what I mean? Like, that's the life that I lead. So, opt in or opt out, I guess. But I'm trying to not be so up, like, off the bat, But I'm not succeeding. I literally told the Billy story, like, a week ago on a date. So, yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. I thought that might be fun to... I hear bits and pieces both on your podcast and when we chat, but it's starting to get difficult to keep everyone in line. So you got COVID like mega early.
Oh, early adopter.
Which honestly kind of wish same happened. I mean, if I had known it'd be this long,
yeah.
I wish I had gotten it back.
I know. It's an interesting predicament because no one wants to everyone wants to be on the other side of having COVID. Everyone wants to have recovered, gone through it, recovered, had very little, bad side effects. But no one wants to know that you have COVID. Do you know what I mean? The initial, you have it, very scary.
Sure. Oh, definitely. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
But just you were really, really tight and strict even after you were done being sick.
Yeah.
And but you were talking in the very beginning to several suitors. Let's start in the beginning of quarantine.
Oh my gosh.
What was your sexual and romantic life like there? And then we'll move forward.
What a crazy fucking, I can't, this year is so bonkers off the charts. Yeah, I mean, so to color a little bit of where I was in the beginning of this year, I was out of a breakup in January. That's sort of probably around when you came over to record. And I was doing the fucking, I was going to Equinox every day. My skin was glowing. I was on Field. I was I had moved out of.
You were doing capoeira.
I was doing capoeira. I mean, I was wearing no clothes all the time. I got probably cast in a reality show about sex. I was fucking crushing it. And having a great time. And then on March 13th, I got COVID and, I was sick for several weeks and it was very unpleasant and also psychologically very jarring. So the cast of characters that I was seeing before COVID, there was Polly guy, they're all Polly. I mean, it's Field. But there was Polly guy.
Field is like Fuckboy Central.
Yeah, for sure. And Fuck Girl. I was on there. I was just wanted to hook up. And I still, I don't know what I want. I don't ever know what I want. But I was Polly guy, musician guy, guy I picked up at a comedy show, guy I did crowd work on at a comedy show, then gave my number to, and he was actually into it, which is rare. Female comedians do not do comedy for dick, because we do not. It's very rare that we have chuckle fucker type situation.
Which I find so strange because I find a funny, because I think I heard this on Pete Holmes' podcast a long ass time ago, where it was they would say, guys say they want a woman with sense of humor means they want a chick who laughs at their jokes. I very much want a woman who is making me laugh.
I agree. But I think that's more rare than you think. I think a lot of men like the idea of that, but when it comes down to it, a woman who's actually funnier than them is intimidating. So thank you, Billy, for being involved, but that's not always the case. So I had three guys sort of that I was talking to, and it was it was we're talking about what's going on in the world. Obviously I'm actively sick, and they're excuse me, checking on me or whatever. And
you haven't met any of these guys at that point?
Well, besides all of them, comedy all guy, of them you... I had met all of them. One of them, Polly guy, I had slept with multiple times. Second musician guy I had gone on one date with, and he'd actually kissed me, and I fucking had COVID at that point. He never got sick, but I don't know, maybe he was asymptomatic, like, who knows. He kissed me, by the way. I was like, what are you doing? I think we went on a date on like the 10th, and it was like,
oh gosh,
whoa, wild, man. And I think he also tried to come over, and I'm like, what are you fucking, what? That's something I've learned over this year, is when it comes to like decision making, men choose nutting over everything, which
is... You know what? I'm seeing these women on Reddit, though, and it is like...
I guess people,
a lot of people
truly,
who are just not... They're like, I want to come more than I want to not kill my grandma.
Yeah.
And,
it just, and
like,
yourself.
Random acts of blowjob, they closed the subreddit for like months. They wouldn't let anyone post unless
yes.
you were in like a country or a region that had opened up.
We're fucking in a global health crisis.
Yeah.
Like, nut.
Get a glory hole or keep it in your pants, you know? It's like.
I mean, yeah, I'm a big old slut, but like, I fucking was that. And that's the thing. And comedy guy, I had slept with once, and he was quarantining with his brother's family and stuff. So, like, he was being very responsible because there was like children and whatever. We all were. I was just talking to people. I was like, this is not, we don't know what's going on in the world right
what's
now.
What's even the vibe like? Like, you've got COVID, and these dudes, like, they can't just be like, oh, hey, how you doing? Because it's like, we know how you're doing. You're quarantined and you have COVID and you live alone.
Yeah, it was heinous.
It's a horror.
Yes, it
so
is.
Like, what, like, are you flirting? Are you doing like COVID sexting? Like,
no,
are you...
God, no. God, no. What? No, I'm like, I'm going to die. Who gives a shit? I'm bleeding out. I have my own. I have my period. I'm lying on my mattress with COVID. I'm bleeding all over myself. I have no food. I'm not sexting. So after I'd like recovered from COVID, you know, and like kind of I'd like been biking around a little bit. I had like been able to go to the grocery store. Like, I'm a little bit more on this planet. I'm back to like kind of talking. A lot of it just feels like a person to talk to, you know, like just in the way that I'm talking to my friends, I'm talking to these guys. One of them, the musician guy, we did like a bunch of those like watch Netflix together dates and like video chats and stuff like that. And it was really nice just like to have companionship and also like another single person, because that's another thing about like pandemic dating. Being single during a pandemic, I mean, everything's difficult during a pandemic. People are, the relationships are under great strain. Like, every type of situation that you're in comes with its own set of problems. It's just like COVID is already isolating enough to then truly to be by yourself. It's very trying. And so to have another person who's in a similar situation is nice to be like, fucking what?
No one has touched you either, so you're also going nuts.
Exactly. And hornier than I've ever been in my life. I mean, I've gone longer, maybe not, but I've gone like good chunks without having sex, like after a breakup, or if I'm just like, I don't have the energy for...
What's a good chunk for you? Because I've learned that this is apparently relative.
Yeah, sure. The longest I think I go or can go or have really has been 3 months.
And that's like no PIV or no nothing?
Nothing. Poly guy, you know, this was the beginning of what I call the great, what's the word? God, when you have like contestants playing in a game show and you elimination. This is where the elimination rounds begin. And that has kind of been a lot of this like COVID dating has been like getting to a certain point with people. And because this is a heightened time and there's much more to be considered, I get rid of people much quicker than I normally would, because the stakes are higher, which is not necessarily a bad, you know, side effect of this whole thing, is like standards are being raised in certain areas. So poly guy was, and this was in like April-ish, maybe May. Let's say May to be fair to him, but I really actually think it was earlier than this. He had started to go to hook up with one of his primaries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this guy always, like, used his polyness as a way to be better than me. I'm sure you've encountered people like this who, like, because they're poly, they're, like, bragging that they're more evolved than you. And they also seem to, like, think that there's this great morality to them where it's...
I call them the poly pockets.
Okay, explain.
Like, they're poly people. They go to poly events and they talk about being poly, and that's, like, all they got.
Yeah.
And it's, like, but... all about that. And it's like, oh, you haven't tried this? Or, like, oh, you know, hey, like I don't try to shit on monogamy. I just try to make sure everyone knows there's a choice.
Sure, absolutely.
And they'll be like, oh, monogamy, that choice is lame.
Exactly. And
I'm like, you're being just as shitty as they are to us.
That's what I'm saying. And It's like, that's what always has been my issue with, and, like, a lot of my relationships have sort of been, like, open or somewhere in that range. Like, I am more so that than any other things. I don't really know where I've been in monogamous relationships. I've been in open relationships, whatever. It's all up to your preference in that person. But, like, when people are, like, dogmatically poly, like you said, it's interesting. And also, he kind of, like, used it. He was queer and he used to talk about that a lot. And it's like, well, I'm also, you know, again, it was, like, a little bit identity politics heavy, which it's also, like, if you're recently sort of coming out of your queerness and you want to talk about it a lot, you know, by all means. But it was kind of this, like, you couldn't understand my struggle. And I'm like, you're a white guy. Shut up. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, Okay, but whatever. Fine. I don't have to like your personality to have sex with you. But I'm slowly learning that I can't handle if I dislike someone in any sense. Mm-hmm. I just the my fuse is getting shorter and shorter. But what really pushed it over is, like, he was constantly being so woke about everything and being very, like, finger wagging towards me. But then he would go and hook up with his primary. And I would be like, in, like, April, and I'm like, dude, that's really, like, I don't mean to, in no other world would I, like, have shit to say about what you're doing, because it's not my business, but, like, I just think it's kind of bullshit that you're, like, pretending to be this caring fucking, you know, like, humanity first, like, connection, vegan, whatever, like, all this shit. And then you're just going somewhere, like, you have to nut. You have to nut more than someone else doesn't have to die.
And that's why it's, because it's never been this anti-mask or this trying to, like, I feel like the right wingers more often are doing the anti-mask, but
yeah,
the lefties, they're like, I'll wear the mask except for, like, when I want to do, like, they just come up,
like,
with all
these
weird
exceptions.
Like, when
I want to do the thing I want to do, right? And it's like, just right. Be a shitty, you're a shitty, then you're a shitty guy. Like, and he was like, well, it's actually, like, probably okay because her partner is an essential worker, is, like, doing deliveries.
And you're sitting there like, there's another partner in this too?
Exactly. And so it's like, he's like, well, so there's already risk. So I'm like, pile on more risk then? Like, in what fucking planet? What? And also, he told this story where, like, he pulls up at their place and, like, the partner's there and she's like, hi, and trying to be, like, cautious because, again, she does deliveries and whatever. You know, April. This is April, by the way. This April, is a very different fucking time. We're still, like, pretty fresh off of, like, dead bodies in U-Hauls, you know? And he's just like, she was like, oh, let's not hug. And then he was like, I was just like, come on, give me a hug. I'm like, oh, okay, great. So now you're, like, forcing this woman to hug who clearly is trying to not hug you for, like, I understand the instinct of, like, we're human beings and we need human connection, but it has been a month. We don't have proper testing. We don't, like, no one knows what the fuck's going on. Like, you have no self-control. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have put your needs so far above everybody else, and it's for sex? You know what I'm? It's just like, dude, of course, like, now that I feel like we're now in this place with it where, like, we can get tested and but then at the same time, like, finger wagging at me. I'm like, I can't stand you. And then I was like, I'm having a really hard time. I'm like, I live alone. I'm very isolated. Mental health is not great. I'm still like weird about COVID stuff. Health wise, this year has been weird. I'm a hypochondriac. So it's like mentally my health has just been like depleting in a crazy way. And he was like, well, do you want to like, you know, do you want me to come over to your roof and we'll have a picnic? I'm like, why would that be the, oh, okay. I'm like, hey, I think you're a bad person. And he's like, hey, do you want to be a bad person with me? Like, what are you fucking, that's your fucking solution? You piece of shit. So he's the first one who was eliminated. Then
this was musician guy.
No, Polly guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me cry. I'm taking notes. Billy, he's X'd out.
This podcast is going to be 7 hours because there's been so many, but okay. I'll try to remain concise. Okay. Musician guy. I am still seeing how
is this the drummer or is this
drummer.
Separate from
the drummer?
This is the drummer. Okay.
Okay. But I took a break from him. In probably June, July.
Okay.
For two reasons. Reason number one, he, as soon as bars opened, he went to a bar, which again, everyone is dealing in their own way with this. Like anyone who's drinking, smoking, if someone's going into codependency, if people are losing their, like, I'm like, whatever, I'm not judging your coping mechanisms because I'm also, let's be honest about my dating. It's a little sex and love addicty what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not here to, we're all suffering and this is very strange and upsetting and like people are going to break. So if you're going to a bar in a time that's maybe not the best, again, that's what you're doing. However, he's like a lefty dude, which almost all the, I don't think that I've ever, within the last few years, slept with someone who isn't left, you know, that's where my political ideologies also lie. Also like as a human being in our country right now, I just like, I don't really have time for like a centrist in any shape or form. Like this is fucking ridiculous. But he went to a bar and he got in a fight with a guy over gender identity. In like Queens. He's like balls deep in Queens.
This is so fucking weird.
This is like, there couldn't be a more New York story than this. You know what I mean?
It's like I'm glad you're getting to that fight, but also like you shouldn't be here.
Exactly. And what this the fuck? Therein lies the problem is like, okay, so you're at a bar. Already I'm like not thrilled about that. But again, I'm trying to be very like open-minded and understanding of everyone's coping mechanisms. Two, you're in Queens, some like Queens as fuck guy, some old school, probably in a union and some sort, you know, like fucking blue collar Queens dudes. They ain't woke, a lot of them. Some of them are, but like he start, I think then this is based off of the drummer's account of it. This guy was like, I don't get the whole how many people, whatever, like this type.
Don't we have more important things to be upset about right now?
For sure.
All for like fighting for they them pronouns, but I'm just like, I feel like this is a fight I could skip today.
Absolutely. Well, now drummer guy engages with him, and drummer guy is a guy who gets into conflicts. He's not afraid to speak his mind, which again, I am a similar way. I think that I, and so is Billy, and here we go, and all the dots are connecting. So I'm normally attracted to this. However, we are now in a situation where safety is very important. So it's also like, is this the moment? And also, this is some like fucking, this guy, you're not going to change this guy's mind. You know what I mean? I don't know where you think any of this is going. Also, you're drinking, so I really don't think that like you're thinking very clearly about the decision-making process behind this. I don't, whatever.
How's he react to when you say like you don't want to see him for a little bit?
Well, okay, well, now let me tell you this. So he verbally was like, nah, I don't agree with that, which is, I think, fine. I don't know that I would pick that moment. But then Queen's guy punches him, like sucker punches him in the face. Okay. So now he is like wandering around with blood all over his face and has to go to a hospital during a pandemic. So it's like, I'm like, all right. You got assaulted. You were on the right side. You were on your views and my views match in this case about this person is a bigot or is being bigoted towards queer people, whatever. But like, there are so many other parts of this that are very triggering where it's like, I don't, now you've been in a hospital. Now you were in a bar. Now, like, it, again, in a world.
It all just shows poor judgment. Like, even right. Even if you were like, even if you 100% knew that you were immune to COVID, it still just shows like, well, if you got bad judgment here, where else do you have bad judgment?
Right. Which again, in a world where we're all having casual sex and there isn't a fucking killer virus around, like, hey, you can be a fuck buddy. It's fine. Maybe not even anymore. Like, that's what I'm saying is, like, I don't even... again, like, perhaps COVID is what has caused me to have standards, which is frightening. That's what it took.
Yeah.
So I was like, that really stressed me out. That really scared me. And then also, like, he just kind of became a little bit more... He's a very aloof guy. And I had so much anxiety at that point. I couldn't do stand up. I really wasn't like seeing friends. You know what I mean? I was so alone that I'm like, you make me kind of anxious or make me feel like unwanted. I don't know if you mean to do that or if that's just like, you know, but I'm like, all of it is just causing me anxiety. So I need to cut it off for my own mental health. Mm. I really think I actually like him as a person very much. We've started talking again. It's like, maybe I think we might just be friends. I don't know. I really don't know with this guy, but like, I like having him in my life, but once we had gotten to that juncture with it, I was like, I can't handle this, right. You know? And so that's...
How did it feel? Did it feel different cutting these dudes off for these reasons during COVID than when you've previously cut dudes off?
Yeah.
Like, did this feel like a different way of asserting boundaries or is it, it was all the same to you?
I don't know that I... before COVID would cut people off so quickly like this. This is kind of a new phenomenon for me. Before that, I would kind of like stay in these shitty things for a while and kind of like let them play out. Mm-hmm. Now I'm like, I see the issues. Boom. You know? Which I think again is good. It had also been a while since I had dated in any serious way. It had been like 2+ years. So, you know, I'm older now, tireder and saltier. So it's just like, I'm sure you feel the same way. It's just like we've dated and had so many experiences at this point that like we kind of know the end of the story a lot of times with, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
You're like, oh, I see this red flag. I see this red flag. I've been with the version of this. Let's just, before this continues in a poor way, let's just end it. It's also like the BLM stuff added another layer to it where, again, I almost exclusively, I would say exclusively actually at this point, date like lefty people, you know. But, you know, when you're talking to someone on apps, it's like, hey, are you like supportive of the BLM movement? Do you believe in science? Like, you know what I mean? Like there's these questions now that like, if the answer is no on any capacity or like up for debate, we're not even talking.
Yeah.
There's just no, like, that's just the fact of the matter. So the other guy, the comedy show guy, ended up ghosting me, which, you know, I did like a few like reactions to his stories, you know, when you like think you're getting ghosted and you like do a few last
pokes.
Spasms.
Yeah.
And he'd go like, LOL. And I'd be like, all right, that's fine. You know, I just take things a lot less personally now, I think, than I maybe used to. Mm-hmm. So then I was back to square one. And this was sort of like May, June, I was going to outdoor comedy shows. I also got my antibody. I got my antibody results and I donated blood plasma and I got antibody results from that as well, which made me feel very confident because like the blood plasma results, like those have to be accurate because they're giving or as accurate as they can be because they're putting this plasma into like sick people's bodies. Yeah. So I'm kind of, my hypochondria has weaned down. I'm feeling much more, I'm like socializing more. I definitely am able to sort of like be around people in a much more consistent basis, which was really good for my mental health. So then I got back on the apps. And who was
the first one you finally like had sex with? Because I remember that was a whole big deal. It was like Andrea.
The
horny monster.
I totally forgot about this. Oh my God. There was a guy who I matched with on Field before it went down, who then was on tour, another musician.
Right.
God, I really am like regressing to my back to my old shit. Another musician who was on tour. While we talked a little bit, we never met up. He was on tour while COVID happened. He was in an open relationship, which actually I found out later he was in a cheating situation. And when it went down, he was on his way to LA because the girl was in LA. Locks down. He goes to Vermont. Then he goes and like hangs with his family. And him and I are just like sexting friends, which like just
butt pics and
oh my God, just the type of sexting that I had going on. I mean, listen, videos of me pulling my asshole open, like
what is sexting Andrea Allen like? Because we never really did that.
I don't know, like as gnarly as you possibly want to get, you know?
I mean, do you create a narrative? Like, are you playing when characters? Are you just saying what you would do? I imagine someone as creative as yourself at a bare minimum, like it's not super simple stuff. Like, I'm going to suck your cock now. And he's like, great, I'm going to rub your clit. And great, I'm riding you. Oh, cool, we came.
I know, sexting's so funny.
That's the most basic form of sexting.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all, no shade if that's where you're at, but there are higher levels of writing erotica.
Sure. Erotica. I'm an erotica writer.
I think if you are doing top-notch sexting, you have like, you basically could have put it onto an erotica
for
website.
Sure. And there was actually this guy I met on Field in February who we never met up and it fell off, but he was like this really nerdy kind of guy. Best sexter I've ever encountered. Like a whole story. He's basically like writing the story. And it's like, I go back and read those. Like I screenshot them and I go back and read them and like get off to them because they're so
By the way,
good.
How do you, when you can tell he's like kind of going more elaborately than you are in the sex thing, like do you try to step it up or do you just kind of like say, yeah, that's hot and let him keep fucking
the
going?
Latter. Cause I'm like, you like doing this. You're taking the reins. Like I'm going to let you do your thing, baby. You fucking, I'm going to be a pillow princess in this encounter. Because you're crushing it, you know?
Sure.
But yeah, I think it's kind of like, yeah, I'll try to do more of a narrative if I'm the one who like takes the initiative. I think it all depends on who starts it, you know? Mm. Like whoever starts it is kind of in charge. And I think your job is to match that. But like if I want to up the ante, then like I'm sending a picture. And then if I want to up the ante again, I'm sending a video. Video is the highest level of sexting. Okay. And you know, I don't do that often, to be honest, because I don't like to work hard. But
so the other musician guy, he's touring, y'all are talking, lots of sexting.
Yes, he's now he's quarantining and this and yeah, you know what, just like this guy was my bud. Again, like there was a lot of like friendship type, a lot of these relationships that I've had during COVID have been more friendly because we're not having sex immediately. So it's like like the drummer, the one who's still around, again, I don't know what's going to happen with him, but it's like we have been talking for almost a year now and we have had sex twice. Like when would I ever have a relationship like that? Like it's bizarre. It's also interesting. So bounce back to the other musician. He is coming back to New York. When he comes back, it's like we're gonna bone down, and he comes over, and the sex was fine, but like it was very clear that we were not compatible as people whatsoever.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? Where it's like he absolutely is very kinky, very cool, very experienced, but like there was just no, that's another thing. You can talk and talk and talk, but sexual chemistry is so, it is so much in person. Number one, I think that like I was too aggressive for him. And I think it scared him a little bit, a la Billy. And the personality, the in-person chemistry was just like not there.
But what was it like the first time someone fucking touched you?
Weird, man. I was so nervous. I probably was like bumbling around like a fool. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's also like, I'm like, this sex was weird. I'm like, I was probably weird, you know? I think I wanted to get it over with, to be honest, in the sense of like, I want to just do this so that I'm like, I know how to do this again, you know, like, and like no shade to this guy. Both of us were mutually like, nah, afterwards.
Yeah.
But it was just like, thanks, man. You know what I mean?
Thanks for giving me a little primer to re-enter the sphere.
Yeah. He came over, he had a backpack, he brought his paddle. You know what I mean? I was like, hell yeah, field. But this girl that he was with in LA broke his heart. And I could tell that he was very fucked up about the about that whole thing. So it was like, kind of like, we don't have that much chemistry. I'm a big weird freak. Also, like, when someone is nervous around me, I double down on trying to be funny or acknowledging the weirdness that's happening, which as a comedian is my instinct and I'm trying to fix it. But that makes a nervous person more nervous usually. Mm. So he's all like, hey, y'all like nervous. And I'm like, bah, 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 bah. You know what I mean? Like, it's so, I was just like, this is, I hugged him at one point.
During the sex?
No. But like,
I just want to know I appreciate you.
Honestly, like all but that. He also wouldn't, he after we had sex, he got off the bed and he sat on a chair in my room. So I'm on the bed and I'm naked and you're sitting on a chair. And I'm like, do you not want to touch me? Like, you know, it's like, it's like, I know you're going home after this. This is clearly a hookup. I'm aware that you're not sleeping here. However, like, you were just in my asshole, so I'm going to need you to, like...
Hold me.
Hold a bitch.
Hold a bitch.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he didn't. And I'm like, do you hate me? And then I'm, like, hyper, like, what's your fucking deal? I'm, like, asking him questions. I'm, like, interviewing him now because I, like... I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out, you know?
Sure.
And then at one point I like forced him. I'm like, come sit on the bed with me. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm asking.
But Andrea is saying this all like, come sit on the bed. But it's probably like, fucking come sit on the bed with me.
It's like, what do you?
No.
I need this. No one's touched me. Get over here. Are you kidding me? You know, I haven't had sex in like 4.5 months. You know what I mean? Like, You know I'm a weirdo. So it was just such a weird, it was so.
Okay.
And then like as he left, I was like, sorry about your heartbreak. You'll feel better. And then I like hugged him.
Oh,
like it was just it's embarrassing.
I'm labeling him butt sex musician.
Sure.
Before
also the other musician, I had anal. I've also been having anal at like insane. There should be charts like COVID cases versus like Andrea the having anal sex.
They are saying that although people aren't necessarily having more sex during COVID, more people are trying new things.
Yes.
Including an anal or kink or whatever.
I think it's a combination of things. I think like I just want to do the filthiest, craziest stuff because my brain, I feel like I'm going to die. I feel like our brains, when we are reminded of our own mortality, I even noticed in like the catcalling and like the energy of New York City in the summer specifically, people were just like, let's fuck. And let's fuck like animal. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm scared. I'm confused. You know, I need to do all this shit I felt like I didn't do in my life. I mean, and also, you know, for me, it's like, I can't do stand up. I can't do anything to release this weird tension that I had in my life. So let's fuck each other almost to death because, like, I need to release some sort of demon. I shit on musician guy by accident, drummer number one. You know, that was, there had to be a shower taken, you know. I had a fuck buddy. You can put him as musician number three, who is a friend who I've slept with before. But we did the whole, I think this happened a lot in COVID too. Like people told others that they wanted to fuck, that they wanted to fuck them. Do you know what I mean? Like
the inhibitions are down. They're like, I'm taking my fucking shot. Or we had on a sex researcher a few weeks ago, Dr. Justin Laymiller, who is right now, he's literally studying COVID sexuality stuff right now and contacting past partners fucking skyrocketed.
Yeah.
Skyrocketed. Of course. Most of the people were like, I hit up at least one former, you know, former fuck buddy and ex or anything like that.
Right, because they're safe. Yeah. They feel like you know them already. It's not a new person, so you're not bringing on like new sets of risk, you know? Very much that makes sense. Me and my ex became, we weren't hitting each other up in terms of like sexually, but we were talking all the time.
Dustin?
Yeah, Dustin. Yeah, me and Dustin.
Well, Dustin's like your best friend even still.
Exactly. You know? And so, I think COVID reignited the importance of that relationship for both of us of like, hey, this is a really hard time. You're like an important person. Let's put our breakup drama aside and let's, you know, be friends. This guy, other musician number three slash friend, I told this is gonna be 7 hours. We had fucked 10 years ago. We both interned at Keith and the Girl. We had hooked up years ago. Really fun hookup, but just like he's kind of flighty. It never followed up. We did like different things. We both got in relationships, always remained friends. And when I was single again, I was kind of like scoping him out. I think I went to his music show and I think that's where I got COVID actually, which is fine. But so I was just like, if you know, like we're messaging and stuff. You know, we always flirt in the DMs and stuff, but I never knew if he like really knew. And I was just like, just so you know, I've like always wanted to smash. And he's like, what? And I'm like, yeah, like we did. And he was like, oh yeah, I just like never, I wasn't sure if you were like still in that same spot or whatever. And I'm like, that's fair. Just so you know, hell yeah. And so him and I just like have this very casual, he's probably my favorite like casual sexual partner in terms of, I always know where he stands. I don't think that I know that there's not a possibility of a romantic relationship developing because it's already a friendship. And so for that reason, he always treats me as a friend. I always know where he stands. He's a good guy. And it's just like very cut and dry.
Right. You also don't have to figure out like, will this be, because you already know.
Exactly.
So it's like everything is, we all know what this is.
Everything's in
and its... everyone, we know everyone's okay with what it
yes,
is.
Yes. Everything's in its right place. This is not another thing that I have to guess or wonder. Like, it's just very pure. But he came over and we had sex 10 years ago. So we had like, it was like our 10 year reunion. And we're adults. Like, we were babies when we hooked up with one another.
You put out a limited edition 10-year reunion DVD.
That would be a very expensive DVD because the things that we did were so, like...
are available at patreon.com/hotmess or onlyfans.com/hotmess.
Oh, my God.
If only.
If only. Right. If only fans. It's just, like, interesting to sleep with someone so long ago when you are not... like you and I were saying, like we have changed so much over these years. I have so many more developed preferences. Like I would like to think I'm much better in bed. That'd be crazy if I wasn't.
You have higher standards than me, you know?
Sure, sure.
Yeah, all those things.
Yeah. I don't hook up with strippers / comedians. And neither do you. And neither do you.
Neither do I.
Good for you.
But only if they insist I say the
answer. Sure, right. That's the line. There's the line.
Well,
Billy finds a line. Shocking.
So musician number three sex is good. We like that.
We do. Okay. At one point, he's like heavily into like daddy, daughter.
Like you're not?
I am too. Yes. Well, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was gonna say.
You're like, excuse me. Okay. But I love that. And he's so good at like sexting with that. It's wow. And he is packing, man. Whew, holy shit. Mm-hmm. And like he comes over and he takes off his belt and he wraps his belt around my neck. And I'm just like, hell yes. And like he's like fucking whipping me with it. At one point, I'm blowing him. And this is in my kitchen. I'm blowing him and he has my belt around my neck, the belt around my neck. And he is dragging me while I'm like sucking his dick to my bedroom, like via the belt. It's like, oh, fuck yes. This is the hottest shit imaginable. Like, God, what a guy. So that was, you know, and him and I, he's very flighty. He's very like manic and whatever. So it's like hard to pin down plans with him just in natural in life. So it's just like anytime I get him to come over, it's just like, it's gonna be fucking fun. I am gonna be covered in bruises. And he came on my face. Like it got so, the sex that I've been having, I had sex on my rooftop. I was in a park and like this guy was just like fucking twisting my nipple ring in like basically in public.
Nice. This is all during COVID?
Yes. Well, that's
wow,
the thing.
Just, yeah.
Once the antibody, the big antibody energy came out, and also like people are getting tested regularly and stuff. Like once I felt like morally and science, like, you know, health wise, I could.
Data led decisions.
Exactly. DLD play. So once I was doing DLD play, it was like, oh, this is on, you know, now I'm like talking to couples. Now I'm like going out to Roosevelt Island with a man that I met in the middle of the night, which is a whole different story. Listen to the Hot Mess Comedy Hour for that one. But like, I also think that I am lashing out. I think that I'm like, you know, I have withheld for so long. I now I'm like, my sexual appetite is voracious. I also think that like I'm doing sexually very kinky, intense shit because I want to feel alive, you know? Mm. Like I feel like I need to feel vanilla is not even close to on the table. Not that it was before, but like this has been the most S&M heavy, just like crazy degenerate sex year that I've had for sure. Yeah, there's been a lot. I've had a lot of like short-lived little things, mm-hmm. which is fine, you know.
Sure. You ride those antibodies till they tell us that they have an expiration date.
They don't. Okay. The New York Times said that they might last for years. Who knows? I've gone from like I wear gloves when I city bike to like
I do remember that
to like. It's fine.
To again, fucked in the asshole and begging someone to cuddle you. Andrea, that's why we love you. Mm-hmm. And I'm wishing you all the best for quarantine cuffing season.
Oh my God. Right. God.
And, you know, I'm sure it's going to work out just fine.
Oh, are you? That's the biggest lie you've ever told in your life. You're like, you're going to be great.
No, I mean, like, you'll have some batshit crazy stories, and I hope you will make smart decisions and utilize your friends when you need them.
I think but, I am. I'm being very
but,
honest.
But it sounds like it. You do sound healthier about the way you're talking about.
Sure. Yeah. I think this has been an incredibly challenging year to be like a single mm-hmm. woman who struggles with this stuff. It's been a challenging year for everybody in every possible way. Like it's just trauma upon trauma upon trauma. Like, you know, so I'm doing my best. But yeah, I do think that I like, I actually think COVID has weirdly turned my bullshit barometer way the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And my capacity for it way the fuck down. So like, mm-hmm. I'll have fun with you for a minute. Then I'll be like, no, I can't. No, I have no bandwidth. I have very little bandwidth. So however that plays out is maybe a positive. So we'll see.
And I hope you bring those higher standards and that lower tolerance for bullshit into your dating life in a post-vaccine world.
Me too, man. Let's hope we make it.
Now I'm going to go into one of your episodes. I'm actually going to clip out Emily's voice where she always says, we're running out of time. So Andrea, you know, she seems to always be the one who does the cool down.
She's yeah.
But Andrea, we love you here. Where can people find you?
Oh, my God. Find me in the psych ward. Find me at Andrea Comedy 69. See me on there. I'm a riot to follow on social media, if I do say so myself. And check out my podcast. Billy is the most returned guest to the Hot Mess Comedy Hour. So if you love...
And you are the most returned guest to the Man Whore Podcast.
Oh, look at us.
I think you have surpassed Kenzie.
Ugh, it's just... We're just a bunch of Billies. Just you and me. Silly Billies. Living out our tragic lives. So check out the Hot Mess Comedy Hour. I love the fan whores. They're my faves. And yeah, that's about it.
Holler. Well, Andrea, why don't you go ahead and say goodbye to everybody one more time.
I love you. Goodbye.
And then I got possibly another story I gotta share you.
Oh my God. Wild. Should I press stop?
Did you not want that conversation to stop? Do you wish there was more of me and Andrea Allen chit-chatting? Well, then you are in luck. Yes, you are, because I clipped out like an extra 15, 16 minutes of our conversation where really we talk a little bit more about her sex and love addiction in relationship to her COVID coituses. And we also get into more stories of more dudes that have been on the carousel during quarantine. So if you want to get access to that bonus episode and over 200 other bonus episodes of the Man Whore Podcast, folks, you can get that at the $5 level on my Patreon at patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. That's also the place you go if you want to qualify for the December 16th monthly Man Whore Month, where we're going to strut your stuff wearing all of our sexiest items, right? Patreon.com/manwhorepodcast. Discord, folks. Discord, everybody. That's where you could go right now to say what you thought about this week's show. There is an episode comment thread for episode 360 with Andrea Allen. You click the link in the show notes for the Discord. And again, I'm adjusting to Discord, so I'm still figuring out how to share it. So for some reason that fucked up, shoot me an email. In fact, you can shoot me an email with any of your problems, your comments, your questions, your criticisms at manwhorepod@gmail.com. We love social media love. I love knowing that you're sharing the podcast with your friends and followers. Please be sure to give me a tag so I can continue to see that appreciation. I'm on Twitter at TheBillyPrasita. I'm on Instagram at BillyIsPrasita. You got to spell that whole motherfucker out because I am still shadow banned. And you can also smash that like button on the Man Whore Podcast Facebook fan page. You know what else you can get? The Facebook fan page is you can get some Man Whore merch. Get someone close to you something fun and slutty. We got buttons. We got stickers. I've got the Stay Slutty panties. We have the I'm Saving Pegging for Marriage t-shirts. I think we still got some Man Whore Con duffel bags lying around, folks. You can get that at the Man Whore Podcast Facebook fan page. And click the shop button. Technically, if you go to Etsy and search for Sex Positive Designs, you'll also be able to find my merchandise. I hope you had a fairly decent Thanksgiving. I hope you didn't have to fight with that family member because you stayed home. And I hope you will virtually stay slutty. It's the vibrator that has no equal. And now Motor Bunny offers their thrusting sex machine, the Motor Bunny Buck. Enjoy a Man Whore Podcast discount on any of their products with promo code BILLY40 at MotorBunny.com.